obsessed with all things ovine, there is seriously something about sheep and always something new to learn about keeping, breeding and farming them. Welcome to the Sheep Show podcast. I'm Jill Noble from Holston Valley Farm and Sheep Stud and your host. The Sheep Show podcast exists to help you, no matter where you are in the world, what sheep you breed, what size your flock is. This podcast will help your sheep knowledge and your shepherding confidence grow. And it's a two-way street. I love to hear from you and find out how your sheep journey is going. Contact me via Instagram at Holston Valley Farm or via email jill@holstonvalleyfarm.com.au. Come along on this episode as we explore the amazing world of sheep and sheep farming together. So what should we do? Eat grain-fed lamb or grass-fed lamb? Grow grain-fed lamb or grass-fed lamb? Wow. Well, we definitely have set the cat among the pigeons with this one, haven't we? So here is what we believe. When I say we, I mean most academia researchers seem to just sort of think about them as same, but different. Yeah, same, but different. So the reason I suppose I'm interested in this personally is because, well, we produce a grass-fed product. However, I know I have been trialing weaning on grain and grass. Yeah, but it's still a grass-fed product. It still is grass-finished. So they're off grain now. Most of them are off grain now, apart from my sort of show team. So it's interesting, I suppose, for me to sort of look at this, and I guess for all of us to look at this as well. Obviously, we know cost might be different, you know, so just bear that in mind in terms of, you know, cost depends. Grass isn't free, but it is the cheapest pasture, is the cheapest food that we could, if we have it, is the cheapest food that we would possibly give the animal. And we do know that animals' rumen reacts better to grass by and large. I mean, of course, they can get grass tetany and bloat and things like that from really lush grass, so it's not perfect. They obviously pick up worms from grass, all those sorts of things. But we know that they're designed to eat grass. So let's look at this. Now, we know that a lot of people say, oh, grass does this and grain does this. But what we realize is that there's a lot of other things that impact flavor and carcass. And no research has been absolutely conclusive about grass and grain. Does this, does not do this. So there's a lot of variability, particularly with grass-fed lamb. That's where we're seeing extra variability as well. So it's quite complicated. We know that there's, from what I can understand anyway, way more research needed. But hey, it's worth sort of talking about what we do know from the research. So grain-fed animals, this could be pellets or, you know, any other grain. Grain-fed animals gain weight faster. Yeah. So they're usually fatter. Finishing lambs on grain can change the fat composition of the actual animal. So the actual fat is different. And that fat particularly seems to have higher levels of omega-6 fatty acids. Now, omega-3s, omega-6s, two different omegas, if you like. From science, from research, omega-3 seem to be the healthier ones. Omega-6 seem to be the kind of questionable ones. So, again, there's a little bit of research that's inconclusive about this too. But what we can see is most research says that omega-6s can be inflammatory to the body, can be, you know, can be a cancer risk, all these sorts of things, high cholesterol, diabetes, all those sorts of things. So it's do your own research on this, but it's interesting to sort of look at that. Yeah, just the difference there. Again, it's kind of hard because, you know, even eggs have omega-6s, oysters have omega-3, you know, so all or a lot of different products have different, these different omegas. But it seems to suggest that omega-3s are healthier for humans than omega-6s. There you go. So that's something to think about with grain-fed lamb. The taste can be different, and it does seem to suggest that grain-fed lamb is milder, aka tastes of very little, particularly doesn't taste as sort of rangy or gamey, less, I suppose they say smelly, like that sort of rancid off odor, off flavor. Grain-fed tends to be more tender, interesting enough, more tender. We generally get higher marbling, which often is correlated with eating satisfaction when we have the grain fed. So these are the things. Now, again, bearing in mind, it may not be healthier for humans and it may not be healthier for the animal, but it tends to have those elements. Flip side, grass-fed, slower growth rate, leaner, less fat, more protein, more omega-3s, doesn't say no omega-6, but more omega-3s and a more desirable omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. And that's really what we're, as humans, we should be looking for. Higher levels of vitamin E. Now, why vitamin E? Vitamin E is in green things. It kind of stands to reason. What this actually can produce now, I don't think there's research on whether if the meat has higher levels of vitamin E, do we get that? I don't know about that. But what it does suggest is that the shelf life, yeah, is better. So there's an increase in the shelf life of grass-fed meat compared to grain-fed meat. So just bear that in mind too. More intense, gamier flavor, less intramuscular fat, yeah? And then the lambs tend to be older when they're typically dispatched. Makes sense, slower growing, older lambs, and so on. May not be as tender again. Sometimes that's because it's older. Sometimes that's because it's breed. That is because of the breed. Bear that in mind. And it's recommended that grass-fed lamb not be cooked past a medium to keep the juiciness. This is, I know, I don't know how you like to cook your lamb, but we typically like it quite red. So sort of rare, medium rare, and actually not even medium. But just bear that in mind. I do get feedback from some of my customers who say, oh, you know, we cooked it for blah, blah, and they overcook it, and then it gets tough, or then it doesn't taste very good. Yeah. Darker in color as well. So the grass-fed lamb, darker in color. And some people obviously prefer the taste. So there you go. So a little interesting one for us to sort of think about, grass-fed versus grain-fed. So I should have said actually grain-fed, because I went with grain-fed first. Grain-fed versus grass-fed. And just to sort of see what the jury is, I suppose, with that. And of course, what I'm quoting to you here or sharing with you here is what we do know. There's so many other things that we probably don't actually know. I know it's more expensive. You probably know grain-fed is more expensive, so bear that in mind. And I definitely know that I would have lost fewer animals or made fewer animals sick on grass than I have done on grain or any grain mix or whatever it might be. Obviously, from a time point of view as well, think about how much time it takes us as humans to then do the feeding out. We have to have fuel typically to get the feed to those animals. We might have a lick feeder or a grain feeder. We might have troughs or buckets. We might have wastage. I know my grain, when it gets wet, they really don't like it. They don't eat it. The birds love it. It actually kills some birds as well because they gorge on it too. Anyway, that's a whole other sort of side to feeding our grain, but it's just something to think about in terms of the big picture. Yeah, there could be other impacts rather than just the meat quality too. Personally, when I go shopping, if I do go shopping, I don't buy lamb at supermarkets ever, but I do buy beef, and I will always go for the grass-fed. Yeah, I don't care if it doesn't taste as good, if it's not as tender. I'll cook it again to rare or medium rare. But I just prefer thinking that I am eating a grass-fed, grass-finished animal. And the difference there, just to be aware, grass-fed, grass-finished. Grass-finished is when they've eaten grain most of their life and then their last couple of weeks is on grass. That's grass-finished. Or grain-finished would be the same, grass and then grain. Grass-fed would be that they have access to grass and eaten grass throughout their entire life. Not exclusively necessarily, but they've had that chance to eat grass throughout their entire life. So there you go, grass-fed versus grain. What do you prefer? What are the options for you to actually do? I know some of you might be, you know, indooring your sheep or having sheep indoors, which of course, you know, unless you have different ways to feed out, or unless you're using a lot of silage or haylage or lucerne, perhaps you might not have a choice but to wean your animals onto or have your animals eat grain and then only have grain throughout their entire life. So it's very, very hard, isn't it? But there you go. Something to think about. Interested to know your thoughts as always, or, you know, interested to sort of see what choices you make as a consumer if you do buy red meat and if you do make choices, I suppose, at the supermarket, as well as, of course, what you feed your animals and what you prefer to eat. Either way, enjoy red meat. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Sheep Show podcast. Please take a moment to share this episode via your podcast app, email, or social media channels. Each share helps us reach listeners just like you who can benefit from our sheep-focused content. Let me know how your sheep journey is going. Contact me via Instagram at Holston Valley Farm or via email, jill@holstonvalleyfarm.com.au. Until next time, sheep well.